Addition and subtraction are two of the most fundamental operations in mathematics. They are the building blocks for arithmetic and algebraic reasoning, forming the basis for more advanced mathematical concepts taught in higher grades. Addition is the process of combining two or more numbers to find their total or sum, while subtraction is the process of finding the difference between two numbers. It shows how much one number exceeds another. In practical terms, addition is used when quantities are combined or increased, such as finding the total cost of items, while subtraction is used when quantities are reduced or compared, such as finding how much money remains after a purchase. Together, these operations form the foundation for everyday calculations and advanced problem solving in mathematics. In arithmetic, 2 minus 1 is 1, but 1 minus 2 is impossible. This is the smallest challenge among others, such as question posts, to students in high school and college. In this chapter, we shall offer a strategy that has made many students who have learned under us successful over the years. Worked example 1.1. 1 minus 2 equals what? The number 1 minus 2 can be separated as 1 and negative 2. Each number carries either a positive or negative sign. Consider the number that has positive sign, plus, before it as what you have, own, and the number that has negative sign before it as a debt, owe. Let us apply the terms own and owe to 1 minus 2 equals negative 1. This implies you have 1 own and owe 2, then you still owe 1. Mathematically, 1 minus 2 equals negative 1. The negative before 1 is a sign you owe. Worked example 1.2. Negative 1 minus 2 equals what? We would apply the same strategy to this question. Both numbers have negative sign before them, that is minus 1 and minus 2. If we apply the strategy used in the first example, it means we owe 1 and owe 2. Our debt is 3, minus 3. The negative symbolizes it is a debt. Worked example 1.3. Minus 6 plus 10 equals what? Before we answer this question, we believe you should have understood the strategy. You owe, debt, 6 and own, half 10. This implies you have 4.